This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, December 11th. God's word for you today is seed power. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 12, verse 24, and it says, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just one grain. It never becomes more, but lives by itself alone. But if it dies, it produces many others and yields a rich harvest. Growth takes time. One of the frustrating things about life is when you're in a hurry and God is not in a hurry, it is very frustrating. Has that happened to you? You want a certain stage of your life to be over and done with, but it is as if God is taking his time. Why? It is because growth is happening and God wants you to develop. God wants you to grow. Everything starts with a seed. Seeds are so powerful. Like the old cliche, anyone can count the seeds in an apple. Only God can count the number of apples in a single seed. When you cut open an apple, you can easily count the number of seeds in it, but you cannot know the number of apples in that seed. That one seed you plant will become a tree, and the tree will have fruits. The fruits will have seeds, and the seeds will be planted. Then from those seeds, trees will grow that will bear fruits. Those fruits will have seeds, and those seeds will be planted. The seeds will become trees, and the trees will have fruits, and you have a forest. You cannot tell how far a seed will go. Seeds are so powerful, and that is why I am really excited about this season. When God says to me, it was time to plant, I was excited because destinies are shaping. This is our decade of destiny. We are entering into the seventh year of the decade of destiny, and God is saying, it is time to plant because enlargement has come upon you. Job chapter 8 verse 7 says, and though you started with little, you will end with much. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, though what you started with seemed small and insignificant, you will end up in the future with much. Though your beginnings were small, your later end will be greatly enlarged and greatly increased in the mighty name of Jesus. Though what you have is a seed, your future is a forest. The first law is that everything starts as a seed. The second law of planting is a seed has no power until it is planted. If you have tomato seeds from the best tomatoes and put them on the shelf, that seed is powerless. All the potential is locked up until it is planted. John chapter 12 verse 24 to 25 says, I tell you the truth, unless a grain of wheat is planted in the ground and dies, it remains a solitary seed. But when it is planted, it produces in death. A great harvest. The one who loves this life will lose it, and the one who despises it in this world will have life forevermore. This is the secret to fulfilling your destiny. Let us pray. Father, the things you are enlarging by seeds in my life this season, I yield to the process of being planted and trusting in you for growth and harvest. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.